Hey all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about my delusions. I have a sneaky suspicion that something's going to happen soon. Also, I'm going to roast the news, and then I'll recap some of the tweets that I think are going to get me canceled. Let's get into the pod. Get professional translation with FM Translator. FM Translator will translate your essay, script, transcription, etc. into Swedish, Portuguese, Spanish, or English. FM Translator has a wide variety of experience in the language niche, and also has a variety of language knowledge and experience. FM Translator guarantees fast delivery, professional communication, and most importantly, great results. Don't hesitate to send us a message. There's a link down below in the description if you're looking for an extremely professional translation. Check out fiverr.com/users/FM Translator Gigs. Okay, so you know the lady that is staying at the Airbnb?
Yes.
Okay, she had... I'm just going to retell the story real quick. So she messaged and then was like, I want to stay at your place.
For a month.
For a month. And I said, well, you know, you realize we're sharing a bathroom.
And she was like, fuck yeah.
And she was like, I can't wait to see your penis. And I said, yep, my turds are huge, so good luck with the smell.
So true.
And so she said, that's fine. And then she asked, she's like, hey, can I have mail sent to your house from my work? Because I am jumping from hotel to hotel.
That sounds sketch.
And I don't have... So, and I said, sure, why not? But the problem with that being, like, I've heard of stories before. Like, if someone establishes residency, which means they get mail sent to the location, then right. It's harder to evict them as a landlord. You have to get, like, the sheriff involved, and it's a 90-day eviction process.
Yeah, so why not just say yes right away?
So she may possibly establish residency at my house, and then when I go to try to get her to leave,
I got comments. For
she'll be like, I live here now, motherfucker.
Is she a part of Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Okay.
So she is. Some of the other jokes that was made was let's like she's half black, so she's light skinned, and the prison in Newton is not too far away, and I've heard, like, hey, sometimes, like, inmates get sent to the prison, and then their family members follow. She's from Vegas originally.
Okay.
And so, so I may have a black woman move into my house with all four of her kids and her baby daddy at the prison.
Wait, isn't it an all-woman's prison? Oh, wait, no, that's in Mitchellville. That's Mitchellville. I didn't know Newton had a prison.
Yeah, it's for, like, sex offenders, and that's why I visit regularly.
I'm not
Because I'm like, I dress up in, like, a sailor suit, and I hold a lollipop.
So that's why you never want to have sex with me. Okay.
Whatever, I was getting ready. I was going to pound you as soon as I showed in the door, but you got pants on this time.
Anyways, go on.
So, update to the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still scroll on Tinder for advertisement.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
She was on Tinder.
Oh, fuck. Of course she did. How much do you spend on this Tinder app? No, I want to see.
I want to see
the messages that you get.
It goes like this. I just go swipe, 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 swipe. And that way, I do know that it has worked where...
Oh,
women have listened or watched the YouTube channel because there was somebody that... Because
that's why he's on there, ladies and gentlemen.
So, anyway, I get advertisement on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw this Ashley woman on Tinder. And so all I could think was like, okay, she saw me on Tinder.
You think so?
Yeah.
Said that you're like a super host now.
Yes. And then so as she was also looking for Airbnb, she noticed that, hey, that's the same guy that I swiped
really
on Tinder.
You think that highly of yourself.
And now she's sent mail to my house to get in on the action and be like, and like check it out.
Okay. Keep going with your egos.
So I'm having a psychotic episode. I'm delusional.
You're always delusional.
where I think this woman is setting up a grand scheme to...
kill you?
Either like move in. I'm thinking, well, I don't know. One of my ex-girl... Like, I saw a story on
TikTok where a guy had altered, like, severely altered his outward appearance so he could redate his girlfriend.
Are you ex-girlfriend? This is lies.
They showed the before and after.
Oh, I'm sure it was true.
So maybe this is an ex-girlfriend. She had severe plastic surgery.
You know what? Stop trying to make yourself look as good as you want.
Right. So
you're,
you're
not that great.
Thank you. I just thought it was hilarious to see her on the thing.
Did you swipe? Good. No, I'm you swept what?
I swept the other way. Is it swept? Swiper, no swiping.
Anyways.
Speaking of little Mexicans with backpacks.
It's you.
Andre, senor. So, yeah. So, I just was like, I'll wait to see what happens. She was supposed to come over and pick up the mail yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I'm busy with work, blah, blah, blah. Well, she's like, I'll stop over some other time and get it. Okay. I said, okay, so.
But you want to be there, don't you?
Beware.
At the place. Well, I guess she can't get into your house.
No, so. I haven't given her the codes or anything yet until she actually stays. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'll have to, you know, keep everybody updated as the story progresses.
I'm sure it's going to be so good.
Everything, as I say, is hilarious.
No, Christopher, it's not.
Hey, so next up on the podcast, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to roast the news. So if this seems like it's interesting, let me know. I'll keep doing it. Otherwise, I'll just kind of throw it in there whenever I get bored. All right, so the first story. A woman checking her email spam folder discovers she won a $3 million lottery jackpot. She was missing a message and made a surprising discovery that she won $3 million randomly in this jackpot. It's just one more reason for me to hate women. Okay. An Australia woman said she was shocked to open a package of broccoli from the local supermarket and discover a live scorpion lurking inside. Chloe Mitchell said her father-in-law bought the broccoli from the Aldi grocery store. And that's why you don't fucking eat disgusting broccoli or shop at a dumpster fire called Aldi's. Walmart all the way. Rescuers working to draw a runaway dog away from a dangerous mud field in England lured the canine to safety by attaching a sausage to a drone. Volunteer organization Drone Search and Rescue was contacted to help when a Jack Russell Terrier slipped out of her collar and ended up in the mud flats. Wait, so you're telling me that drones can deliver sausages? I'm pretty sure gay guys have never been happier. Utah runner broke a world record by completing an Arizona marathon in 2 hours 44 minutes while dressed as a carrot. Jordan Maddox participated January 16th in the Rock and Roll Arizona Marathon in Phoenix. He broke the previous record of 2 hours 45 minutes, which was set by Lawrence Andrew at London Virgin Money Marathon in 2017. Okay, so you're telling me there is two different idiots dressed up as carrots running around in costumes. I dress up in a costume, but that's only because I'm a banana. I'm a banana. I'm a banana. Look at me move. It's a meme. Check it out. Google, I'm a banana. I know, I'm retarded. all right, next. Retired Staten Island ferry boat was bought by Colin Jost and Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live. Fairies buying a fairy. How cute. all right, next. Over in Virginia, a man's lottery hot streak started with $100, continued to $200, a $400 win, and finally a $100,000 jackpot. Jose Vasquez of Charlottesville told officials he was feeling lucky and kept buying more and more tickets. There's one thing. With a name like Jose Vasquez, you know he's definitely not paying taxes on those winnings. Illegals! All right. Transportation officials in Minnesota closed a stretch of highway Thursday when a truck lost its load of potatoes. I've definitely lost my load to potatoes before. Sometimes you get horny and you jack off to anything. Wait, what? The transportation truck crashed Thursday morning on Interstate 94. The DOT said special equipment was needed to be brought in because the potatoes were freezing to the road. I've heard of fried potatoes, scalloped potatoes, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, tater tots. Okay, that's my best Forrest Gump impression. Janae. All right, and the last story. The world's smallest park returns to Portland, Oregon after a road project. They moved the park about 4 inches from its former location, a tiny patch of green median. The Portland Nadio Parkway received plants from its original reporter, Dick Fagan. That's not even a joke, that's just his name. It became globally famous as a landmark and received its recognition from Guinness World Records for being the world's smallest park. Finally, a tiny park where I can go in a tiny trench coat to expose my tiny penis. Gazinga! So, I've got a Twitter account. It's at ChrisBassett83. There's a lot of dumb shit on there. Check it out. Let's do a top 5 countdown for cancelable tweets. Number 5. 20% of women say they very rarely or never achieve an orgasm. And I'm doing my part to keep those numbers low. Number 4. A new study finds masturbation effective at fighting COVID. It's one more way to beat off disease. Number 3. A person from Las Vegas is called a Las Vegan. That's funny. When I was walking the strip, I saw more roast beef sandwiches than at Arby's. Number 2. A new study finds cannabis blocks COVID from entering the body. That's awesome. I'm protected from COVID, but at risk for the munchies. And number 1, roughly 40% of ants are lazy and spend their time waiting around the ant colony. That's just the black ants. Red ants are much better workers. All right. That's it for the Twitters. Okay, dog rape. Wait, what? Anyway, that's not funny. All right, everybody. So I just wanted to say thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google, go ahead and throw me that rating, because you know I'm worth those 5 stars. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the fuck are you doing? You know I just want you to touch my pee-pee. I do love it when people run around topless, but I'm selling t-shirts and pint glasses. So check out the merch at ChrisBassettCreatorSpring.com, link in the description. I can't fucking talk, so yeah, you'll have to check that link out. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit the support button down below. You can buy me a beer, because I hate my fucking liver. All right, later, masturbators.